All things Sylacauga football are here now. This is the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
Welcome into the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga hosting Beauregard tomorrow night at home at Legion Stadium. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Our coverage on the Aggie Sports Network starts at 6:30. Now joined by Sylacauga head football coach Chris Smelly. Coach, last week in the rain, tough environment to play. Wasn't a lot of rain until kickoff, and it really started to come down. Run game was going to be a heavy focus in that ball game. I know the Aggies didn't come out on top. What did you see in that ball game as we look back at last week? Tough night in the trenches for your guys. I thought London Howell probably played as best he could given the circumstances and how much pressure he was under. So just take a quick look back at last week. What were your general thoughts?
Yeah, London played a good game. He got a lot more preparation during the week. Got pretty much all the practice reps. And so that helped him be prepared. Where we fell short was in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And just not physical enough to compete. In that game with Hopeful and come out with a win. The tone for that kind of got set early, and I think our guys just weren't able to respond and overcome to it. But, you know, had a lot of challenges, but despite that, still managed to find a way to stay in the game and had the ball in the third quarter with a chance to go down and tie it up. And a mental error on offense led to a fumble, which sort of started to put the game out of reach, and momentum swung back their way. So, had a few opportunities to make plays and didn't quite get it done. You got to really fix those things, especially if you're not controlling the line of scrimmage up front. And so, we're going to put this one behind us. We've had a great week of practice and preparation. And our guys showed up on Monday, really locked in and ready to go. We had our best, practice yesterday, that we've had in a while. And, putting that one behind us, moving forward, and getting our sights set on Beauregard. They've got a really good football team. We're going to have to come out and play well.
A couple players of the week from last week. Gabe Harrell, he had his number called all ball game. Again, tough sledding in the trenches for him. Nathan Gordon was your knockout player of the week. Jamari Thomas, your sledgehammer player of the week on offense. Offensively, yeah, it was a tough night, but you mentioned there was a couple chances in that ball game to tie it up early in the third quarter, to take the momentum back at the very beginning of the fourth quarter with a little jump pass. Execution wasn't there. It's just, going back to what you're always telling the team, it's the little things, and they weren't there. But offensively, there were a couple key guys that did have a good week.
Yeah, Nate Gordon, he probably had his best game of the year. Jamari Thomas, our sledgehammer award is kind of like for the guy that gets in there and does the dirty work. And he didn't catch a lot, very many passes, but he was in there blocking his tail off and working hard. And he's really impressed me just with his attitude and his work ethic. And Gabe caught 7 passes, also ran the ball a little bit, caught a big touchdown. So kind of neat so far for Gabe for his senior year. He tied the Sylacauga all-time touchdown in a game record in our first game versus Coosa with 3. And then Friday night, he tied the most catches in a game of all time, which was 7. So, Sylacauga's never been known for being a pass-heavy offense or anything like that. If you look back historically, especially as when, teams kind of started turning more towards spread, wide open, and we were, not quite running that offense type of offense yet. So 7's not a huge number by any means, but still was pretty neat for Gabe to kind of write his name into some Sylacauga history.
Defensively, Quayle Toney able to do it again, forces some turnovers for your guys. Trent Wellborn, your hard hat award. And Trey Wright, a big-time interception. It was a pick six that was called back, but the Aggies did eventually score on that possession. 3 guys that really did have a good week for you.
Yeah, things were looking bad for us before Trey stepped in front of that pass and took it to the house. There was a block in the back on it, so we tried to make it hard on ourselves, but did find a way to score, which usually when you have a big momentum play kind of does lead to other good things happening. Quayle's been he's been awesome this year, just stepping up and making big plays and making things happen, whether it's a tackle for loss, causing somebody to fumble, picking up a fumble. He's blocking punts. He's done a little bit of everything for us. And so yeah, he's really been a key guy that has been just making those big plays that you got to have on Friday night.
You mentioned that, you know, good practice yesterday, maybe the best practice of the season. How quickly were the guys able to put, you know, there was a lot of emphasis put on last week. It was the first region game of the season. You obviously want to start out 1-0 in region play as opposed to 0-1. How quickly were the guys able to put it behind them?
You know, they might have been better putting it behind them than I was, man. I was I definitely had high expectations for the game. And, you know, I was disappointed in myself getting our guys prepared and being able to go out there and play at the level that we needed to be able to have a chance to win the game. And so, you know, I kind of had to hit the reset button and get my mind refocused on Monday morning before the guys showed up. So, you know, we came in and we got re-locked in. I know that, you know, winning those first two games of the year sort of felt like we, you know, kind of had these higher expectations. And, man, now we got to really step up and find a way to win some of these region games. Our region's tough. You know, teams are good right now. They're playing good defense, physical, running the football. And so those types of teams usually don't beat themselves. You really got to go out there and take it. And so, man, I'm ready to see our guys hopefully step up and play our best game of the year on Friday.
All right, Coach, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will preview the Beauregard Hornets. That game right here tomorrow night at Legion Stadium, kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Our coverage on the Aggie Sports Network starts at 6:30 on WSGN, and live video coverage starts at 6:30 as well on the Aggie Sports Network YouTube channel and the Aggie Sports Network on Facebook. We'll be right back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College. Proud supporters.
Discover the perfect blend of style and comfort at Furniture Masters. Whether you're revamping your living room with a cozy Lazy Boy sofa, upgrading your dining area with an Ashley dining set, or enhancing your bedroom with a comfy Sealy mattress, we've got you covered. Our selection of top brands ensures you'll find exactly what you need to create a beautiful, inviting home. Shop locally and transform your space today. Furniture Masters. Online at furnituremastersal.com. Proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
Reach out to Marble City Plumbing with any drain issues. They have a new drain jetting service, next level drain cleaning that goes above and beyond. Marble City Plumbing, 256-267-1569.
Need help on the road? Whether it's light, medium, or heavy towing, Merkel's Anytime Towing is here for you 24/7. From emergency roadside assistance, jump starts and tire changes, to accident recovery, we've got you covered. If you're in Shelby County or Talladega County and need a tow, remember to tell the officer on scene that you want Merkel's. Reliable, fast, and always ready. Merkel's Anytime Towing, your trusted partner on the road. Online at Merkel's Anytime.
Welcome back to the Coach Smelly Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Sylacauga hosting Beauregard tomorrow night at Legion Stadium. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. Another region matchup to start the year here. The Aggies 2-1 on the season, 0-1 in region play as Beauregard gets set to make the trip to Sylacauga tomorrow. Coach, Beauregard, a fast physical team. We were talking about their quarterback play a little bit earlier off the air. This is a good Beauregard team that's coming to Legion Stadium tomorrow.
Yeah, they are a good team. They they can throw the ball, they can run the ball, can, you know, have different ways that they can try to attack you and beat you. So you know, gotta be prepared to step up and rise to the challenge. You know, I look back at this game last year when we played here. And, man, that was one of the toughest games that I've been a part of as a coach. Just we had been on our little bit of a losing skid for a while. And, you know, we scored to go up 21 points with 6.5 minutes left in the game. and the excitement that you could sort of feel in the stands, because Beauregard had a good football team last year too, and we, you know, just kind of found a way to fell apart at the end of the game and got beat on a 2-point conversion. So, you know, hopefully our guys maybe use that a little bit to get them geared up for this year, to come out and just really give it everything we got, you know. And it's going to take just going out there and playing physical and kind of stepping up our level of play across the board just a little bit. But excited to be back in Legion Stadium. I know the weather doesn't look that great for Friday. I thought the rain was maybe going to be moving out, but looks like it's trying to hang around. We would love the support, love to have as many people as we can. You know, you might not even realize the importance of it when you are in the stadium for our guys. And I feel like, you know, we've been playing real well at home lately. So I would love to have a big crowd and big support here Friday night.
This Beauregard team, Coach, a balanced offense, good quarterback, good running back. They have some new faces on both sides of the ball, maybe a little bit different ball club than they came out here at Legion Stadium and put on the field in front of the Aggie fans. What's new about this team? How tough of a challenge is this?
Yeah, defensively, their linebackers are really good. They play downhill and get after you. They also mix up what they do a lot in the secondary. So, you know, some teams kind of line up and play what they play. These guys do a lot of different things. They'll play you in man coverage. They'll play back, sit back and play zone. They'll move their front a lot. And so, you know, we've got our guys prepared, and we've tried to practice as much of that as we can, and then just get out there and execute on Friday. But, yeah, they got a good ball team. You know, I'm also excited for the work that we've put in. You know, we, starting in the offseason this past year, got into the weight room, tried to get bigger, faster, stronger. And, you know, I think our guys are going to come out and play with a lot of pride and get after it on Friday night.
London Howell will get his second start at quarterback. Did you see things slow down for him a little bit as the game last week went on? And what are your expectations for him?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. You saw he kind of stepped up and made some plays with his legs, which is not his forte right now necessarily. But he was, you know, he kind of played pretty fearless, I thought. Stood in the pocket, took some hits, still made the throws, picked up a first down with his legs. You know, barely getting over the first down marker on a big fourth down play. And so, you know, I love London. He's got a lot, he plays with a lot of confidence. But it's just got a great attitude and mindset, kind of kid you love to coach too. And so, you know, I feel like we've got a good relationship, and I'm excited to see him perform this Friday.
How do you go about protecting him a little more? Listen, he took some big shots. Hopeful was blitzing all night. They saw that C.J. Franklin wasn't the quarterback. They were going to test London Howell to see how fast he could process things. Wasn't given, you know, the most time. I know the amount of time that you would have liked him to be able to have sitting back there in the pocket. How do you protect him a little more this week? How do you get him in the groove in the game plan?
Yeah, you know, you want to get him started out with some confidence-type throws, and then also maybe moving the pocket around a little bit and not just sitting back in the pocket all the time. And so – you know, you kind of look week to week and you make a little bit of changes. You've got your general thing that you're going to do on a weekly basis. But then you always – it's hilarious. You know, we'll be sitting there in the coaches' meeting and, you know, just kind of coming up with a few different ideas and a few different wrinkles every single week. And it's just like, you know, where did this stuff even come from sometimes? But, you know, a lot of that chess match type stuff is some of the fun parts of coaching. Knowing that you could just create things and to try to give your guys a chance to be successful. But you don't want to put too much in and too much on them. But I think we've got a good balance in this week and have practiced really well, like we said, and looking forward to the game.
Coach, what are your keys to victory tomorrow night?
Well, especially if it's in a rainy environment, turnovers will be huge. So got to protect the ball, got to be able to tackle well. Get guys on the ground, and then, so, you know, when it's the opportunities there is to play the field position game. You know, not be afraid to end a drive and a punt, play good defense, and then just got to execute when you get those opportunities.
All right, Coach, man, thanks for joining us tonight. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
That's Sylacauga Head Football Coach Chris Smelly right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Kickoff against Beauregard tomorrow night at Legion Stadium at 7 o'clock. Live coverage on the Aggie Sports Network starts at 6:30.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Smelly Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Sylacauga Aggies, the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. On WSGN, the Aggie Sports Network Facebook page, SylacaugaAggies.com, and the Radio